Ever feel like AI news moves faster than like a rocket?
It's a lot to keep up with.
It really is. That's why we do these deep dives. It's like our attempt to bottle up the AI news lightning, at least for a day, right?
Right.
So today we're looking at October 16th, 2024. And
Big day.
yeah, this daily chronicle we have for AI innovations is jam-packed.
It really shows just how much AI is changing, like, everything.
It really does. So let's jump right in. First up, we have this French startup, Mistral AI. They're making waves with these new AI models, Les Ministres.
Catchy.
Right. But here's the thing that really caught our eye. These models, they're designed to run on your devices. Like, no cloud needed.
That's a game changer for a few reasons. I mean, imagine having the power of generative AI, like those tools that can write different creative content, but like right there on your phone.
In your pocket.
Exactly. Faster processing, better privacy, potentially even a future where we're not so tied to the internet.
No more AI cutting out when your phone's in airplane mode. I'm sold. So they released two versions of the model. There's a 3B and an 8B. And get this, they're saying these can outperform some models from like Meta and Google.
That's a bold claim.
It is.
But they did just raise $640 million in funding, so.
Yeah, they're doing something right.
Yeah. Speaking of big players, remember that whole legal battle the New York Times had with OpenAI and Microsoft?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're at it again. This time they're targeting Perplexity AI.
Perplexity AI. What do they do
They
again?
specialize in those AI-generated summaries,
Okay.
Yeah. So the Times is claiming, again, unauthorized use of their content.
So it's that data scraping issue rearing its head again.
It's a big one. You need tons of data to train these AI models, but where's that data coming from? And who owns it?
Yeah.
Big questions.
Big questions. And speaking of big questions, let's talk AI safety. Anthropic just released updated guidelines for, well, for AI development, and they're serious about these becoming like the industry standard.
Yeah. What's interesting here is they're really focusing on two main things: transparency and harm prevention. They're not just saying, like, don't build a dangerous AI. They're setting specific thresholds. So if an AI crosses a line, boom, safety protocols get triggered.
So if the AI starts like designing its own robot army, someone hits the kill switch.
Well, not exactly, but you get the idea. They call them capability and required thresholds.
Okay.
And what's really fascinating is they're thinking about these almost sci-fi risks, like bioweapons and autonomous AI research. Stuff that could have huge real-world consequences if it goes wrong.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot to unpack. Makes you wonder, are we thinking big enough about where this is all going?
Absolutely. And while we're on the topic of mind-bending AI, Meta's been busy too. They're working on LLMs, large language models.
Right.
Okay, so they're working on these LLMs that can basically think.
Hold on, think. Like, actually think. Are we talking like Skynet here?
Let's not get carried away. It's not sentience the way we think about it. But these models, they're designed to kind of mimic how we think. They call it the TPO technique.
TPO.
Yeah, basically, it's like the AI is running through different solutions in its head before it actually gives you an answer. Like it's brainstorming.
So instead of just like going with the first answer it finds, it's sort of weighing its options, trying to find the best approach. That's pretty wild.
It really is something. And the early tests suggest this TPO technique, it actually works. It's really effective for things like marketing and writing, basically, those areas where you need that creativity, that strategic thinking.
But you were saying it wasn't so great at math.
Yeah, surprisingly. Seems AI has its limits.
There's hope for us humans yet, then.
Right. Although it does make you think, what happens when AI can brainstorm and problem solve as well as we can? Or even better.
That's a big question. I mean, it has huge implications, right? For work, education, even just like everyday life.
Huge implications. And speaking of big, there is so much more to talk about. We've got a whole rapid-fire round of AI news coming up.
Yeah, let's get to it. Hit us with your best shot. What else is going on in the AI world?
Well, first up, it seems like the U.S. government is starting to get a little protective of its AI toys. They're considering putting some limits on the export of AI chips,
Really?
especially to certain countries. Some experts are even saying it's a sign of, get this, an AI arms race.
An AI arms race. Okay, now I've heard it all. What does that even mean?
Well, think about it. AI is becoming this incredibly powerful technology, strategically important on a global scale. So just like with military power, you have nations starting to compete for dominance in AI.
So it's not just about who has the smartest people or the best algorithms anymore. It's about who has the hardware to actually run these things.
Exactly. And speaking of hardware and algorithms working together, Amazon just launched this whole new suite of AI tools specifically for advertisers.
Oh, yeah. I did hear something about that. Honestly, targeted ads are already kind of creepy. What's AI going to do? Make them even creepier.
Well, imagine scrolling through social media and bam, you see this ad that's like, tailor-made for you. So engaging, so persuasive, you can't help but click.
Okay, I mean, that does sound kind of cool.
Right.
But is it crossing a line? Will we even know what's human-made and what's made by an algorithm?
That's the question, isn't it? And it's a question we're going to have to face more and more as AI gets more sophisticated.
True, true. So Amazon's using AI for advertising. What about Google? What are they up to?
Google's getting in on the AI shopping game, too. They've launched their own platform.
Makes sense. They've always been all about that search optimization. So what are they doing that's so different?
They're using AI to personalize literally everything about online shopping. Imagine product recommendations that are so good, it's like they're reading your mind. AI-generated product descriptions that practically write themselves. Tools that scour the web for the absolute best deals.
I mean, that sounds amazing. I hate having to spend hours clicking through pages of search results. It's exhausting.
Exactly. It's all about making online shopping easier, more efficient, more personalized.
I like the sound of that. Okay, but what about Apple? They've been oddly quiet on the AI front, haven't they?
Not totally. Remember that new iPad mini they just announced?
Yeah.
They're marketing it as the cheapest, well, the most affordable way to experience their new Apple Intelligence.
Apple Intelligence. Is that just Siri with like a fancy new name?
It's more than just Siri. Think of it as their suite of AI tools, all designed to make everything you do on their devices even better. AI for writing, photo editing, maybe even predicting what you need before you need it.
Okay, so Apple's taking a slightly less, I don't know, in-your-face approach to AI than some of these other companies.
It seems that way.
But they're still in the game.
Oh, absolutely. They're just maybe dipping their toes in the water first, while some researchers in Tokyo are already doing cannonballs. They've created an AI that can generate these hyper-realistic human avatars.
Like deepfakes.
Think deepfakes, but way more advanced. This AI, they call it Tango.
Mm.
And it doesn't just create a still image. It can generate movements, gestures, even lip movements that are synced to audio.
Whoa. Okay, that's kind of freaky. Like, where does that even lead? It's like straight out of a movie, except it's real. It really is. I mean, think about it. We've gone from AI models that can run on our phones.
Right, your pocket.
To AI that can, like, practically read your mind while you're doing your online shopping. It's a lot.
It really highlights how fast things are moving. I mean, AI isn't some far-off thing anymore. It's here. It's changing rapidly. And it's impacting, like, every part of the world around us.
So where do we even go from here? Like, what does all of this mean for, you know, for us, the everyday people kind of caught in the middle of this AI explosion?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a question we all need to be asking. How do we make sure AI is used for good? You know, ethically, responsibly. And what role do we want it to play in our future?
Yeah. It's exciting, but it's also a little, I don't know, intimidating.
It is. But like they say, knowledge is power, right? The more we know about these technologies, the more we understand them, the better equipped we are.
Mm.
We can be part of the conversation. We can help shape how AI develops in a way that benefits everyone.
Well said. Well, to all of you listening, if there's one thing to take away from today's deep dive, it's that the world of AI is full of surprises. So stay curious, keep asking questions, and let's keep this conversation going, because this is just the beginning.